Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pioneer Podcasting presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and 6 children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her here. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hey, you guys, welcome to this episode of House of Kim, where I have nothing in front of me to read to you, and it's just going to be something that we wing. We're going to talk all things Vegas. Don't you just do that anyways in Vegas?
We wing it,
you get no sleep, you drink too much, you spend too much. Sometimes you win, and like me, sometimes you lose, which has really chapped my ass on this trip.
Either way, you still come out on top, though, because it's all about the experience.
Really? Because you weren't fucking saying that at the slot machine.
Oh, yeah. In my mind, I was.
You weren't, not to me, though. Yeah. And if you guys saw my post, I was like, thank you, Corey, for dealing with my mood swings. If I'm winning, I'm great. If I'm losing, I'm pissed. And I'm just one of those people. Super duper competitive. Not only am I competitive, but so is Croy. And so he can't, and he knows this, get mad at our 4 littles that are KJ and Cash and Kane. Do you think Kane?
What?
Is like the most competitive? Like,
no.
KJ and Cash.
No, Kane's not competitive. He just, he doesn't really care.
I don't want to say it's arrogant. Kane's just good. He's just chill. He just does what he does, and he has no problems letting other people win, but he wants to win himself. KJ and Cash are competitive to a fault, like we are.
Yeah.
I think it's to a fault. Like, KJ and Cash's attitude is determined by their Fortnite win or whatever the fuck else. It's called something else, Apex. I don't know.
Apex, yep.
I don't even know what you're saying. It's just like every day it's some other new fucking game. But so they're super competitive. And I look at Croy like, you can't even get mad. You took 2 people that are so competitive, right? Like the NFL, there's less than 1,600 people that play in the NFL a year. Croy played for 9 years in the NFL. How many people are on reality television? I've been on reality television 13 years.
Less than that.
Like,
less than the people in the NFL on reality TV.
Yeah, it's a true story, actually. But so you can't even get mad at our kids. And I think because I'm so competitive, that's also always been my driving force to be number one. And I think I don't look at that as a fault. I do at times, like today when they're mad at Fortnite and whatever, but I still, to this day, I got just as pissed back in the day when I didn't win something. Like Super Mario Brothers was my thing with my brother when I didn't win, as I do today. Like, nothing's really changed.
Right. Well, it's all how you channel it too. So,
oh, whatever. It can be, I mean, I don't punch things positive. And like do shit, but it could be
a massive positive, yeah. Much like our best friend, Tom Brady, has channeled his competitiveness.
You're so fucking stupid.
Into amazing success. But so Brielle tagged along to Vegas.
Well, it's funny. No, wait, we were in Vegas though. And Tom Brady, you know, we have the same friends in Vegas, which was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This was fun. Like, whenever Tom Brady's name is mentioned, I'm like, ding, 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 because I always feel like I can learn. But anyways, okay, so let's start with Vegas from the very jump.
So yeah, Brielle tags along
to
Vegas.
She didn't tag along. She had an appearance with me and you at the grand opening of Mohegan Sun / Virgin Atlantic's new casino.
Yes.
I wrote this really awesome, heartfelt post for my Instagram yesterday. And it was just like, I don't know, 8 or 10 videos of like random videos that I had taken all in one night. That was just kind of fun for everybody to see what we kind of experience. Well, I wrote this really amazing thing about how surreal it is for me to be at a grand opening of a casino that is from my hometown. Like, Mohegan Sun is in Connecticut. I used to sneak in there when I was underage.
Is that where it started?
Yes. I've never lost there. So I think, I don't know if it was Foxwoods Casino that started first or Mohegan Sun, but they both kind of built together.
They're from that area.
Both of them are right next door. Right. It's kind of like Racetrack and Quick Trip. You know what I mean?
Are they competitors?
Yeah.
They are?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
So
they're literally like a rock skip away. Like,
yeah,
you could
literally
walk to the next.
I've never, ever, ever lost at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like Vegas and the Strip. It's not a big deal, but in that area, I feel like it is. Like, it's in the middle of nowhere.
And you drive 45 minutes from where I grew up, and all you see, it's like a two-lane road for mm-hmm. like for 30 minutes of it. You know, it's like, it's definitely weird. And then Foxwoods is like bright turquoise and purple and just crazy. But anyways, long story short, whenever I'm asked and paid to attend an event for a casino in a town that I grew up in is like so surreal to me. And like,
is there a statute of limitations as far as like when you went in, when you were underage? They couldn't come after you now?
No, what the hell? I said to one of the girls, I wasn't 16, I was 18 or 19, but I said to, started.
But you still have to be 21.
I was telling one of my friends, not my friends, but the lady that booked me, who I consider a friend, at this point, I said to her, don't say her name, girl, what the hell was I thinking? Had I won a jackpot? Like, who was going to claim it? Like, what a dumbass. I mean, I loved slots back then.
So did you ever win anything?
No.
You never won even $500?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I did, but I put it back in. You know, I do the same thing today. Sure.
So you never walked away a winner.
Okay. So Mohegan Sun, A World at Play and A World to Its Own. Mohegan Sun was created in 1996 by the Mohegan Tribe of Connecticut in partnership with Mohegan Gaming and Entertainment.
You were out of high school then.
It is one of the world. I was great. Yeah. It was one of the world's most amazing destinations, 96.
You did graduate in 96?
Yes. Wow. Destination with some of the New England's finest dining hotel. So it was founded in 1996, which...
So did you go to their grand opening?
No, but I do now. My point is that...
You probably did. You don't even
know. I had really big dreams in this very small house in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. I don't know why this trip, to be honest with you guys, I was like very irritated feeling. And I sometimes feel like the people that maybe stayed in my room before me or the people that are around me in the casino, I don't know. I just wasn't like my jolly, happy self. There was no reason for it because I did have a really great time. But I'm talking like directly in relation to the casino and the slots and like kind of like my excitement about gambling. It wasn't like I got up and like wanted to go gamble right away. And I think that irritated me. But whenever I feel like, oh, this is so annoying or whatever, I always think back to what I have and where I'm at and all that I've been blessed with. So what's really cool is that Mohegan Sun, Virgin Atlantic opens a casino.
Yeah.
Virgin
Atlantic is the hotel side. They need a casino in their main floor. And so Mohegan Sun partners with Virgin Atlantic.
So it was my understanding it was like a private party, right? That's what I was told.
Right.
It was a private party.
It was
originally.
Initially, I think they had a luncheon and all these things. But when we showed up at this point, it had been opened up to everybody. But then the actual event itself on the lawn was still private, though.
Okay, all right. So there was a private event for 200 of us for this private dinner, whatever you want to call it, and then the rest of the casino. So let's start from the beginning of the trip, right? So they asked me to attend the event, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll come a couple days before, but that casino wasn't even, or the hotel wasn't even open until the day of. Mm-mm. So I stayed at my usual place, okay? We're not going to get into that. If you watch the show, then you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you don't. But I stayed at my usual place. I like my usual place because even though it's older, my room, I only take the stairs, so I get the presidential suite on the third floor instead of the top floor because I won't take elevators. They always have my Opus for me. None of the restaurants are open because of COVID. It's a big fucking problem.
Basically, Kim is stuck in routines and has
I'm a Taurus.
Incredibly hard time changing anything up. Any kind of change gives her anxiety. You're just like, no, I know what's going to do here.
I know that that's not true because I started at that place just 2 years ago.
I know, but that's what I always tell you that though.
Just be quiet.
I'm like, you had, there was a beginning to this experience that you're so comfortable with now. Let's start a new beginning that you'll make a new comfortable experience.
I didn't feel good about this trip though. So I'll tell you guys this. The day that we left to Las Vegas, I did not take Dr. Bobby G's tonic because I was not going to shit myself all over the airplane. And I was not going to shit on an airplane toilet, which I've never done in my whole life. Get to Las Vegas. It puts me in the best mood. And Cora and I haven't really been away from the family in a while, a very long time, especially since COVID. And usually we're used to traveling for just appearances or we just head to the beach for 2 days. So it's been a long time away from the littles. I have a great assistant. Tracy's back to work. I have the best nanny in the world. So everybody can, and Ariana stays here as well, which is so cute when we're gone. So with that being said, we arrive and I posted on my close friends. I didn't post on my actual, but I have 12 bags, right?
12, yeah. Well, we have,
Zach came too. My makeup artist came, Janelle.
Right. We have 9 checked. Then I carry 2 carry-ons. then Zach carries his carry-on and one of Kim's carry-ons. Brielle carries her carry-on and one of my carry-ons. And Janelle has her lights and her backpack and her snacks, and she's all into the fitness and stuff. So we are, I mean, we literally travel with upwards of 20 bags.
At least.
For 4 days?
4 full days.
20 bags. I love my wife to death. I appreciate my wife to death. I think that mm-hmm. she is absolutely incredible when it mm-hmm. comes to being a forward thinker with products and routines and all these things. But we have a full bag larger than the size of a carry-on that is stuffed full of night creams, foot masks, face masks, shampoo, body washes, razors,
cuticle oil, fucking different yeah. mascaras,
a fucking full bag,
oil, self tanner.
You could not carry this thing on, aside from it just being full of
shit. I don't own cashmere collections
right.
for no fucking reason. I love skincare.
Aside from it being full of like products that you would be able to get through security, but I'm telling you, the bag is so big, it's a full suitcase, and it's nothing but body products. I didn't even know you could fucking put 15 face creams on your face at night. I feel like I didn't know you could. I didn't know. I didn't know they made a special cream for the eye and the décolleté and the cheek
oh.
and the chin and the lip and the frown part and the forehead and the hairline. Like, there's a cream for everything. And she's got it, and we pack it, and it comes. And then when we get there, she uses three. Three, maybe four. And the rest sit in the suitcase. But she's prepared.
You know what? You never know what you need. Okay?
I know.
So be quiet.
I know.
I can tell you what you didn't bring. Should I tell everybody what you
didn't
bring?
What didn't I bring?
What we had to use as their, what, not sampler platter, but what the fuck do they, like their little, what do you call it, Croy? When you, fuck my stroke, damn it. When they give you like, you can pick, okay, whatever the fuck. Shut up.
Nothing.
Fine,
I'm
whatever.
Not helping. I'm not saying
so,
nothing.
Croy's responsible for two things and he can't figure it out.
I brought everything I needed.
Yeah, that he needed. Okay, you
and
guys.
She makes fun of me for using the hotel shampoo and conditioner.
It's disgusting.
Why?
You have colored hair.
Who cares?
It dries it out.
I don't give a shit.
We use professional. We use cashmere's deep conditioner. We have really high end products.
It gets the job done fantastic.
No, your hair looks dry like a fucking Brillo pad. Let's just jump
well,
into
you
this shit.
You got something to fix it, so.
I do, but you don't want to use it. You just want to be. And like I have plenty of body wash. I have plenty of stuff for him to use, and he still uses the hotels. It's bizarre. It's just weird. It's like he's cheap. He's cheap as shit.
Is it frugal? Is that what it is? The word?
That's cheap. You're being weird.
That's probably why
we're not winning. You're the fucking reason why we're not winning. You're being cheap in the shower. You're going to be cheap at the slots.
Look, if I don't have to buy shampoo to bring, that's an extra $5 to put in the machine.
It's a fucking lie. You're not feeling rich.
That's smart.
You're being cheap.
That's extra spins.
You have to feel rich
when
you're gambling.
I feel
you
so rich.
You don't
I'm
feel
in
rich.
This badass room. They give me free shampoo and conditioner because I got this badass room. I'm a rich dude.
You're cheap. So let's just talk about this. Okay, so I bring all these fancy clothes, right? I love this website forward, fwrd.com. Anyways, I love their website. They just have like young, hip clothes, but like not, it's just like for me, Brielle, Ariana. Anyways, I told my girl Maria, that my personal shopper there, that, hey, could you just send me some clothes, you know, for Vegas or whatever, just to gamble, because I already had my outfit picked out. It was Theri Mugler, by the way, runway that I wore to the event for Mohegan Sun that everybody was so... You press paninis need to calm down about. But anyway, she sent me a bunch of these different looks and I fell in love with many of them and I ended up wearing yoga clothes, which I love. I feel my best at this age, 42, in yoga clothes, sneakers. I got to be honest though, I've loved my face without makeup up until probably the last like year. I actually prefer makeup now. Whereas like the last year.
Get out of here.
No, for real. I didn't like makeup. Now I feel like my makeup artist, Janelle, is bomb. Like she's amazing. Janelle and I, we need to work on different looks because I like the same thing. But okay. I definitely have loved myself more with makeup the last year than I have. Prior to that, I love myself. I felt way prettier without it. I still feel pretty without it, but not. I like maybe because I don't wear it enough because of COVID. I like when I have it on, I'm like, bam, bitches. Like, I don't know. Whatever it is. So anyway.
Interesting. I didn't know that had changed. That's.
Yeah. But I mean, how often do I do my makeup? Yeah, I mean, we were filming. We filmed 5 days a week.
Yeah, we at least once a week. You do it. I feel like
not recently. No, I had COVID.
Well, outside
and
like, of that,
yeah, holidays and
yeah.
I have in my notes right here that if I never saw wine again, I would be okay. And we've been home 2 days, and I have a half a solo cup of wine. So anyway, I'm just sharing that with you. So anyways, Janelle did my makeup. I go down to the slots. I play the slots. But like, I've not been like in the best mood. I've not felt very positive, I guess. I've not felt very, I don't know. I was talking to Angie, my spiritual counselor, about it. And she was saying, I'm going to pull it up actually. Because I was like, I feel very irritated and it's just not like me. And she said, this is so with all this going on with all the, I don't get the fucking planets, the moon, the star. I know it's a full moon. Specifically tonight, which is Sunday, so all my crystals are out, but I don't really understand all of the planets, and I don't actually want to learn right now in my life, maybe later on. But so I just said, I feel so weird and angry. She's like, it's time to make changes that create life, flow, and peace. We're in a huge shift. It's actually painful to a very to a lot of people. Fearful, sad, angry, and overwhelmed are what people are feeling right now. And so I said, that's kind of how I feel. And she said, I'm sure you're very, very intuitive, so you're probably picking up a lot of people's energy as well. So if you are feeling like you're in a funk, overwhelmed, irritated, frustrated, trying to like, you don't feel like things are flowing, it's not just you, by the way. I think it's kind of what we're going through with the planets, the shifts, the changes with everything going on. When I reflect back on this last year, I'm very thankful to be with my family and my children. But and I don't do well with change, and I get to stay home, so I love to be home. That's like my favorite thing. I don't even like to leave to pick my kids up from school. Like Croy usually does that. And go ahead and write in some bullshit. It's fine. I go in the fucking mornings. But anyway, I like to be at home, but it's a lot of being at home. Yeah. Like it's a lot of like almost getting stuck in a rut of being at home.
Right.
And so I realized how much fun I've had just with you guys. And this is off topic, but with you guys on social media, the last 4 or 5 days that I've been in Vegas, you guys have been so fun. I mean, some of you have been assholes, but you know, like my outfit, I don't really care. I mean, that's what kind of makes the world go around. Right there, but I asked you guys yesterday, give me another like really awesome casino and place to go. And I'll talk to you guys about the Nelk boys and all this good stuff and the people that we hung out with on, what night was that?
Thursday night.
Because they told me about Red Rock Casino, which is what all of you guys are actually mentioning and talking about too. There's a lot of casinos. I just want to know like what works, what's great for people. I'm just interested because I am stuck in kind of a routine and I would like to try maybe something different. So anyway, we went out to dinner with everybody after the grand opening, right? Yes, because it was the same. So everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe you party with your daughter. This is so embarrassing. You're the worst mother. Well, first of all, she's 24. Number one. Number two, I think
so it's... So I'm not supposed to have a good night with my daughter? Like, how does that make sense?
We had wine together. She loves to drink wine. She loves to play blackjack like I do. There's nobody else I'd rather be with than my family.
She's a grown adult who can make grown adult decisions. We have given her the tools to be successful in life and to make her own decisions and her own calculations in a situation where maybe we aren't there, but... Who the fuck? Yeah, of course. If we're going to be in the same area, we're going to throw some shots back. We're going to have a glass of wine. We're going to eat good dinner, have good conversation, hang out with her friends. Like, who cares?
She is so fucking beautiful inside and out. Even more beautiful on the inside. She, when I was looking at her at this event that we were at together, she's so beautiful. And I see so much of myself in her as far as almost like, I guess not boring, right? That's not really the word. But like, she
reserved.
Yeah, she likes a glass of wine or two, like knows her limit. Well, most of the time she knows her limits and like likes a good meal and good company that she trusts. It's hard for Brielle. Brielle's been in the spotlight since she was 8 years old and she's been on television since she was eight. She's 24. And so with that being said, I mean, I think there's a lot of, she has a lot of inhibitions, I guess, about people. And so we're going to get into who we hung out with, and that will kind of help you understand who she is. But with that being said, I'm looking at her at this event, and I'm just like, God, she's so beautiful. Zach came as well. Zach and Brielle have been best friends for many, many years, and so he came. He went to the event as well. Melissa Gorga from Jersey Housewives was there, and her husband, Mario Lopez, who I've known for a gazillion years. A ton of people were there. Everybody was so polite and respectful. It was super breezy, like windy. I had no idea
Vegas could be that kind of cold and that windy.
When we landed, it was raining.
Every time I've been there, it's like hot and stale, dry air, which is perfect. I love it. But it was significantly windy and pretty chilly at night.
Well, when we got home to Atlanta, I'll be honest, I wanted to go back to Vegas. This humidity is fucking killing me. I hate it. It makes me almost miserable. Hot. But I love my house. I love my house. I love my house. I love my house. Okay, so I do the event. We do the appearance. I go gamble. I win a jackpot. Of course, I put it back in. I mean, that's just what
was it the first night where I was sliding down the seat at the slots?
This is where Brielle is a problem. So I land, I don't care about anybody or anything or food or wine. I care about the slots. And so I just want to get to my room, want to get situated. And I already had my makeup done that morning so that I could go right to the slots. We land, I meet my casino host, Brandon. We go up to the room, we get situated, unpack stuff, kind of, we're ready to go. Go downstairs, go to the slots, I bring my wine. Croy and I are having a Croy sits with me, you guys, and if you read my post yesterday, you saw he sits with me while I play the slots. How cute is that? Like, it's so cute. So, but then I'm like, it's your fault that I'm losing. Go somewhere else. Like, if I'm winning, it's you're the best husband in the world.
Oh, man.
And so.
Isn't that what we all deal with,
it's gentlemen?
Isn't that what we all deal with?
So Brielle's, she loves blackjack, and I'm not really into blackjack as much. I'll go to blackjack, get some money, and then I go to slots. But blackjack is so fucking slow here. In the Bahamas, it's fast as shit, and that's where I learned to play.
Blackjack has never been fun for me. I love numbers, love cards. I love poker, Texas Hold'em, but I can't do blackjack. It's either craps, Texas Hold'em, or watching you do slots. I can't even do the slots either. Can't do it unless there's like ones that have like the cool games and a feature and like something you get to pick, and like they need to make more games like that, like slot games, like true.
I'm fucking so like mad right now that bonuses. I'm not in Vegas.
I'm telling you, if anybody is out there and they make casino games, we need ones where you pull the lever, ting, you line up three things, and all of a sudden then you get to pick a treasure box, and then pick a multiplier, and like
this
interact
guy thinks
with
he's on
game.
Fucking Georgia Lottery.
I'm just saying, you
like,
need to interact with the game instead of just hitting a button.
All I want to do is hit a button. I work so hard every day in life. I'd rather just hit a button to do nothing. I don't want to think.
I get it. Like, there's still a place for those kind of gamblers, and you just hit the button and watch the things go, and it's the same traditional things. But I mean, we need to evolve. Casinos have had the same slot machines for fucking
my
50, 60
favorite
years.
Slot machine. Diamond Deluxe, Diamond Deluxe is very few and far between. Corey's like, it's fucking ancient, but it works. Yeah. It's ancient, but it works.
I am
actually like, my heart's racing, and I'm like really upset I'm not there. And this is I was so ready to get home. Okay.
I think there's gotta be a way. There's so much innovative technology in this day and age. Like, we could have some amazing interactive gambling games that would totally be engaging, but still a machine, right? Like, it's not throwing dice or playing with cards or sitting in front of a dealer. It's totally computerized machine, but somebody's going to do it, and they're going to capture the world's attention, and it'll be the number one casino for a very long time. I promise you.
Somebody's okay, out Corey. There. Let me just go off track here. I actually forgot one item, and I never forget this item. And I didn't realize that I had forgotten this item until not the first night, but the next night, when my eyes were like crinkly underneath and dry, I forgot not only my like cashmere eye serum, but I use this Skin Medica cream over top of the serum. And it's like, it's just a dream team. Well, my eyes were literally, I kid you guys not, like crepey underneath. So I put on my story on Instagram, hey, you guys, because does anybody have cashmere's warehouses are in Vegas, so that's easy. But Skin Medica like is all over the United States, but I get it online usually, so I don't even know if people actually like sell it in their store. Hey, does anybody know where I can get this eye cream? Blah, 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 blah. So a fan of mine DMs me and says, hey, I'm downtown. I know exactly where I can get it. They open up at 10 o'clock. I'll bring it to you. I said, oh my God, I'll pay you. I need it really bad. I have an appearance tonight. You're the best. He runs around, he grabs this. He went to the first place, they didn't have it, they were closed. By the time they opened up, they were, you know, sorry, we're sold out. So he went, drove to another spot, and he's like, I'm on my way, I'm trying to get there, I can't find it, blah, blah, blah. He found it, he drove all the way up to my hotel. I said, I'm gonna have my makeup artist meet you outside, so I coordinated all that. I spent like 2 hours dealing with all this. I pay him very nicely for dropping off the cream, and I pay him for the cream. He leaves, I open the cream's yellow. The cream's been white for 20 years. I don't give a fuck, you guys. My eyes are so dry underneath. I've never seen them this way. I'm using the yellow cream. Skin Medica is saying to me, like, thank you so much for your support. We adore you, whatever. I'm like, ma'am, on Instagram, ma'am, is this normal that it's yellow? Because I've been using this cream for 20 years and it's white. I'm not sure why it's yellow. I don't give a fuck. I put it on, my eyes start burning. I'm like, what's going on with this? This is weird. But it's the same consistency, texture, and smell. But it's literally like mustard color. I still, to this day, don't know what the hell's wrong with it. I still paid full price, and I'm going to work it out. But my eyes were definitely burning. They still were like crepey underneath. Like, I don't have crepey under eyes. If I do, I get Botox there. But
mind you, she had four other eye creams.
I did, but they give me that, like, Melia, ladies.
So why do we carry them?
Well, I only carried the one for emergency, basically. Oh. It was a little sample that I had. Oh. But I tried it, and it gives me these little, like, Melia, which is like, it looks like a little hard ball.
What about the other three, though?
No, Croy, you just can't stick anything under your eye. What I stick on my cheeks can't go under my eye. It's very delicate skin.
I swear to God, there's got to be at least four bottles in there that say some sort of eye cream, serum.
It does. I'm going to post on my page Wednesday, okay? I'm writing it Wednesday, post eye cream drawer. You guys?
No, you don't want to see
it. I have at least 150 eye creams. Shit you not. But they all give me this Melia shit.
Yeah.
So that's why with cashmere collections, we made a serum, like a roll-on thin serum, so it doesn't ever do that. Right. I don't want to throw them out, just in case. Just be quiet. Anyways, so this gentleman was so nice. I put masks on my face. I fucking did all, put self-tanner, a light self-tanner. It's not really a self-tanner. On. I got my outfit on. I love my outfit. I'm going to tell you guys how I've gotten skinny. I don't know what I weigh. I don't really care. I don't weigh myself, but I feel really great. Aside from Dr. BG, there's something else that plays into this whole equation that I'm going to talk about. Got my outfit on. Croy looks really hot, and we're out the door. So we show up at the casino, and we show up at the wrong door. And so we have to walk, like, it feels like 3 miles to find, like, where we're actually supposed to be. Hung out there, said hi to everybody, gambled a little bit, and headed back to the casino that we were staying at. And we had reservations at Nobu. So I guess you guys know where the fuck I was staying. So we had reservations at Nobu. So we all went there, maximum 6 people. So my casino host couldn't join us. So it was me, Brielle. Oh, I didn't tell you guys. I had one of Brielle's friends come in and surprise her. He flew in private with a couple of his friends, and she was wanting them to come and gamble with her because they're big gamblers and they love to gamble as much as she does. And so she's like, Mom, like, they can't come. I'm so sad. The whole time I knew they were coming.
Right.
So when we got back from the event, we're walking through the door at the casino, and he's texting me the whole time, like, we're to the left. And so I walk over, and Brielle's like, Mom, like, I can't keep a secret for shit. So she was so excited that they surprised her. And so we ended up going to Nobu for dinner, sat down there, and had an awesome dinner. Nobu was really good.
It was good.
I don't know if you guys have heard of the Nelk Boys.
I had not until this weekend.
Brielle's like, Mom, you don't even know. You're so clueless. You're out of the loop. You have no idea what's going on. You're too old. Blah, 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 blah. And I guess maybe she's right, because the Nelk Boys, Steve will do it.
So Steve from the Nelk Boys. The Nelk Boys are 3 guys.
Yep.
I've learned this this weekend, talking to Steve and Brill's friend and everybody else. But yeah, so Steve is one of the Nelk Boys. He then has his own kind of spinoff of their YouTube channel where Steve will do it. This guy's crazy. Crazier than I could have ever imagined being in college. I don't know. It's just,
I don't want to know your stories. Like, Croy's like, I was wild in college. Well, cool, bro. Like, I don't want to know.
I mean, I thought I was wild. When you look at this guy,
I was wild when I met you.
I was a good Christian boy in college compared to this guy.
Let me tell you what I love about this guy. Okay, so we sit down, and so I can see across. So Alan is his name. One of Brielle's friends, and he's really good friends with Steve from the Nelk Boys. And so I can see through, like, Nobu's, like, slits in their,
because they won't let him sit with us.
Yeah, because we have 6 people.
And they wouldn't let him sit at the bar either, which was so weird.
So it was so stupid.
Right.
So there was Zach, Brielle, me, Croy, Ryan, which is Alan's best friend, and Alan. And they would not let anybody else join us. And they would not let them sit at the bar, and the bar had plenty of empty spaces.
Yeah, it's so weird.
So they kind of went across the way. Now I'm remembering things kind of now.
Yeah, as you're piecing talking. It together.
Yeah. Thanks, Croy. And I'm like, Steve! And I'm like yelling through the, like, the wood panels of Nobu. Steve! And he's like looking around like, who the fuck is calling me?
Because this happens a lot if you're not familiar.
I'm watching people.
Yeah, person after person just come up,
just taking pictures with him. So we're done eating or whatever, and my husband pays the bill. You're so sweet. And we get up and we leave, and we go meet up with Steve. And Steve says that his mom follows like a couple people, and it's me and Brielle. He's, my mom loves you guys. She, you know, you guys are amazing. And can you send her a video or like a voice message? And so all I kept thinking to myself was, if my sons don't love me like he loves his mom. Like, it was so cute. Brielle and I made a video and we took pictures and like, we love you, mom. And it was so cute. Like, he's out drinking and smoking his cigarettes and having a great time, and he's thinking about his mom, and I'm like, please, God, let this be my boys.
Well, the only reason why is because she's texting him, don't die tonight.
Yeah, she that's
like,
right.
Like, I never got a text like that from my mom, like, don't die. Literally, don't die tonight. That's what she texts him, because this is how crazy this dude is.
So we all get in this bus. This, like, I don't even know where the bus came from. Does anybody know where
it was back kind of at the back of the line waiting to get hired from somebody, oh. Right? We Ubers were backed up for miles. It was a shit show. We didn't want to take a taxi because we wouldn't all fit in one. And so there was this Mercedes-Benz party bus, and he was ready to go.
And Alan's like,
yep.
And out came the damn bus, and we got in it. You guys, we weren't in this fucking thing about 100 feet, and he skirt pulls over, doesn't even pull over. He just stops in the middle of the road, gets out of the driver's side, comes
in the strip,
around,
in the middle of the strip,
in the middle of the strip, comes around to the side door, and he's like, everybody's Bluetooth off, because we were trying to figure out how to get the Bluetooth to work.
Yeah, he had like two guys yelling at him. It was Steve was yelling at him, and I think Alan and Zach, they were all three trying to connect to the Bluetooth at the same time because they all wanted to be DJs for Brielle and play Brielle's favorite song.
True story.
And so they all wanted to be the first one to be like, I got it, you know, and even though they didn't, because none of them could fucking connect. But so he pulls it over. He's like, everybody turn their Bluetooth off. And so he's back there pushing buttons and shit. We're getting behind us.
People.
Cars are. Woo, woo,
woo. Woo. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
And he's got his fucking emergency lights on and the door's wide open right in front of the Bellagio fountains. And all of a sudden, this music, this like Pakistani prayer music song starts to come on.
Yeah.
It's like, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah,
like,
it's
loud as shit.
As you can imagine.
Loud as shit. And he can't get it off. So then he runs. I think he either had his phone in his pocket or somehow, but then he gets that shut off and he's like, he basically is like, guys, it's just not working. So then we put the radio on. At least we figured that out. But yeah, he right in the middle of the strip.
But he was quite funny. So we're jamming and just, as you can see some of the videos on my Instagram, having a grand old time until we get to Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay. Dana White, who's the president of the UFC, which you guys know we're huge UFC fans. That's who we were going to meet with some of his people. So we went over there, had a drink or whatever, and we were done. And we got actually, so this is what I think is really sweet about Brielle's friends, right? And this is why I know what I like as a woman with a man and dating Croy and whatever. And so Brielle's friend, boys that are not boyfriends, but boy, whatever. They said, listen, we're going to, I said, you guys, I'm tired. Like, I don't want to go to the strip club or wherever the fuck you guys are going. Like, I'm not interested. Croy and I want to go home. So they said, okay, everybody load up. Instead of like saying, okay, Kim and Croy, you getting an Uber.
No, I was like, oh, we'll take an Uber.
Yeah, and they said nope.
Yeah,
nope. Like,
on the way.
We're dropping the parent. It wasn't on the way, by the way.
Oh, was it?
No,
I thought it was.
No, it wasn't. They were going completely this way, and we were going this way.
But oh, interesting.
That's why I was like, you guys are so great.
Yeah.
They said, we're dropping the parents off first, so we left and did we gamble? Oh yeah, we did, and I was pissed. Yeah, I was pissed. It's Croy's fault.
Yeah. Mind you, I can't even walk. I got blisters on my heels.
Oh, my feet are basically bleeding too.
I'm so mad that I have these little heel things that I always put in all my dress shoes that they're like little cushions.
And oh my God, you foof.
No, because if I hardly ever have to walk this far in them, right? So typically I can get away with not having them in them, but every time I get a new pair, I just put them in. For whatever reason, I did not put these heel cushions in my, like, I had to walk.
I don't even know that you put heel cushions in your shoes. No, what?
It's like an Achilles cushion. It's right at the top of the
weird
where literally it rubs. So I'm like shuffling across the casino floor because I have fucking blisters and I can't. I'm like, I want to take my shoes off so bad.
And my feet, where my bunions are bleeding and have blisters. And so for you assholes that commented on my sweaty shoes, my shoes actually, they're not sweaty because they didn't fit. My ankles are so skinny that they kept falling off. Nobody could get the strap to stay on the back. So it was a shit show. I just wanted to get to the slots. I have a one-track mind. So people are like, why do you love to gamble? It's not healthy to gamble, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing for me, right? What do we own? Like 4 companies, 6 kids. You guys know what we do. And so for me, gambling is something, and that's why blackjack, like I still have to think, pulling a slot machine and not having to think about what's going to spin and show up is like my favorite. It's been my favorite since I can remember. Yeah. My parents didn't introduce me to gambling. Nobody introduced me to gambling that I can remember. I just was like, let's go to the casino. You know, it just opened up or whatever. It's become my love. Yeah. So
there's absolutely nothing wrong with gambling if you do it responsibly. Nothing wrong. If you are irresponsible.
It's your fault that I lost.
If you're irresponsible.
You're irresponsible because I lost.
Then yeah, like in there, you know, like that's like,
I don't think there's any way to like, I will sell a kidney.
There's a glass of wine, but there's something wrong with having 3 bottles of wine a night. Like you have to know your limits.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm just kidding. If I had 3 bottles, I'd be fucking ass up, face down.
Yeah.
But you guys, so by the way, as you saw a lot of times on my story in Vegas, Croy was asleep very early. And I was like, anybody that wants to sell a kidney or a kid.
I did not go to sleep.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to repost my story. We got in and he laid down on the bed in his clothes the night before, I think, the event.
I was trying. You knew what I wanted.
What did you want?
You were preoccupied with thinking about the slots and pulling from the Opus 1 bottle.
Do you think I'm going to have sex with you when there's slots downstairs? It's not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
You were the one being suggestive for like the two hours prior to me laying down.
You're making it up. This is all a lie.
No, it's not. I got all prepared. You even shut the door.
Prepared? You were fully dressed.
I mean, I took my shoes off. I didn't, you know, it was, you were being suggested.
I had no desire to do any of that. I wanted to get down to the slots.
And then nothing. So then, of course, any guy he lays down who's, you know,
the thing about guys and
I might have fallen asleep for maybe 2 minutes, maybe. But anytime you touched me, I was like, yep, let's go. Where are we going? I know you want to go. Let's go. And we never went.
I'm not stupid. So ladies, I know that this is just not me. Does your husband fall asleep in 30 fucking seconds no matter where he is, and it takes us fucking an hour?
Look.
It's so annoying. I want to actually smother him with a pillow sometimes when he's snoring. Like I often, about 5 days out of 7, want to take my pillow and just smother him because he's snoring. I'm like, you're not going to fucking be asleep if I can't sleep. The hell with you. But I didn't want to go to sleep at 9 o'clock at night, which was 12 o'clock Atlanta time. I didn't want to go to sleep. I wanted to go to the casino. I'm not going to go to the casino by myself because my husband's big and he's my bodyguard. I'm not going to go to the high slots limit by myself.
And it'd be boring.
That would be weird.
I'm the life of the party.
Well, I can feel Croy's energy behind me like.
What?
Yeah, irritated.
That's me coughing because I just got 6 shots shoved down my throat from Brielle.
Brielle's terrible with Patron. Brielle, you're done.
I'm over here gagging. I'm like,
Brielle likes strong. 1942. I like Patron. I don't care what anybody says. It's the only thing that goes down easily. And every 30 seconds, she was bringing me a shot. You know what that means to me, though? It doesn't mean I have to drink it. Whereas Croy, he feels the need to drink the whole thing. So I take a sip and I set it down. The next one comes, I do the same thing.
I'm cheersing with her. Let's do it. She's drinking, I'm drinking.
That's the problem. It's a fucking big problem. But anyways, you guys, we're back home from Vegas. I'm irritated. I didn't feel like, aside from the appearance and like seeing everybody, it wasn't like I had a really relaxing, fun ass trip. It was more like I slept great. I slept a lot. I'm off schedule. But it wasn't like I had this exhilarating win that like completes me or makes me feel great. It was more like irritation.
Yeah,
so
you had that Yahoo moment.
Now I'm open to other.
You always
got to
have a Yahoo moment at Vegas.
It. Yeah,
it never happened.
Never happened.
So then you kind of feel like you were
never in Vegas.
You were let down, right? Yeah, like
never in
at
Vegas.
Least one point in Vegas. No matter what, if you put it all back in, you got to have at least one Yahoo moment.
Yep.
And there was no Yahoo moment. And I feel like too, and maybe it's just me, but COVID. I don't know if. You know, like
I think it's changed a lot.
Everybody's on edge, right? The dealers and the staff, they have to do extra things to keep people safe, which is great and all, but it's just another layer of work for them, stress for them, irritation for them, and they're supposed to be people pleasers, right? They're supposed to be all about customer service, and they're having to tell people to put their masks up, and they got people sitting in these little chairs with glass walls next to them so that they can play, and it's just like it's tight, it's uncomfortable, and the energy's just not there, like that free energy to have fun and hoot and holler and throw back a drink. It's just not there. Like, it's just tight. It's edgy. It's irritated. And so
I think that's in between everyone at the craps table.
I think that plays a big part in kind of the experience right now.
Well, so I met one of the, when we were with Dana White and Steve and all these people kind of at this, at Mandalay Bay or whatever, one of the bigwigs at Red Rock was there. And everybody was like, Red Rock is like the best place to play at. It's off the strip. So when I posted the other day, you guys commented a lot, Red Rock. And you also, a lot of people that live there say like off the strip, go off the strip to win like big and have fun. So I'm going to try something different just to see for like shits and giggles, because I don't feel like my comps were very good either where I was staying at. So, but anyways.
Funny story too. You make mistakes. Got to poke fun at yourself. We land. We're tired. You know, again, Kim's fucking bringing 12 bags alone to herself by the time I got my briefcase, the hanging bag, her makeup bag, her product. I mean, we're close to 10, 12 bags. So I get a cart. I get all the bags on the cart. And I'm like, I just really want to get home. It's late. I want to see the kids. And so the fastest way in my mind was like, I'm just going to throw the cart on the escalator, you know, like full of bags. You know, the cart that you push at the airport, full of bags, loaded up to the nines. it's like the, you know, on the wall, they say, don't put the stroller on the fucking escalator, take the elevator, don't put the cart. There's a reason why they say that. So, but I've done this before, you guys. It's not that this is my first time. They must have changed the design of this escalator. So got it on nice and easy. And I'm sitting there and it kind of leaned a little bit. Kim's like, oh my God, Croy, are you okay? And I'm like, yes, I'm fine, sweetie. I'm fine. I'm like, I got this down.
I have a lot of anxiety, so my heart starts racing, and I'm thinking, oh my God, he's going to die.
I got this thing down. So I'm fine. I got it propped up. It's like popping a wheelie, you know, if you know. And we get to the top, though, and it starts to level out. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to drop the front wheel because I think I'm off the escalator part. Well,
he's not.
I dropped it too soon. The front wheel was still on the escalator. And then it got hung up on the bump to go over, like to get off of the escalator, you guys. And so then my body is coming up with the escalator. It gets sideways. The cart gets sideways with the bag. So then it gets caught on the rubber and the sidewalls of the escalator. And I can't get through. And I'm like shoving the bags.
Croy's basically being an athlete at the end of the escalator, jumping over 19 bags and like leaping. And I don't even know, but anybody's legs could get that high until you're in a situation where you're about to die. And he jumped over all of them.
I'm dragging this
cart.
And
so I dropped my Chanel bags, my makeup bag, my suitcase that has my wigs and all my shit. And I just throw it on the ground. My arm still hurts to the right because I'm like trying to get it. I'm pulling. I've never moved that fast in 5 years. You know?
My shins are fucked because of the cart. I was ripping the cart over top of all of our bags. The bags, I'm like trying to get up because I'm looking behind me and I could have swore I saw somebody behind me. So then I was like, oh my God, because I'm going to start backing this escalator up, right? Like nobody's going to be able
to
go back
one
down.
Person, by the way.
Thank God, because it would have been real bad if there was people behind me.
I said, hopefully nobody got this on video. Like, no, they didn't. They definitely
I looked
didn't.
Around. Everybody was
so the heads night that the first night, on a side note, the first night that Croy and I were gambling at the casino, it was super late. We hadn't eaten in probably 12, 14 hours. Brielle's bringing Patron shots. Brielle leaves us. I don't know where she probably goes to blackjack, and Croy and I are like, we're so fucking hungry. So we find like the only restaurant open, which is pizza, and we walk, which was like the longest walk of my life. In sneakers, by the way. And there's like 40 people in line. So we're standing in line and I'm kind of in front of Croy and he's got his arms around my waist, like kind of like a prom pose, and I'm swaying. He's like, somebody's filming, stop it.
How about
somebody's
we're
filming.
Both swaying?
He's like, somebody's filming, somebody's like, filming. I'm like, I couldn't stand straight even when he told me somebody was filming. I was like, we're fucked. We're fucked. This is gonna be on TMZ tomorrow. And so I still haven't seen it. It took us about 30 minutes. We get up to the window and she's like, hey girl, what you want? And she's like, I said, anything you got right now. And so there was like the 40 people that were in front of me were waiting to get their food that they ordered. I said, I'll just take whatever you got. She said, meat lovers. Well, you guys know I don't eat that shit. So I said, nope. She said, pepperoni. I said, girl, I'll take that. I'll just peel the shit. I don't give a fuck. Like, I have to eat. I said, I'll take a cookie. I'll take this. I'll take this. And she's putting it all in a box. And now, so when I turned around to walk away, everybody's like, fuck you, bitch. What the hell? We're sitting here waiting and you got your food, but I just took whatever basically I feel like they had in the window. Yes. She's like, see you later, Cam. I was like, oh my
Thank God.
God,
because we were.
So security walks us up the stairs, and I remember Croy, for some reason, had to go somewhere.
He had to go get the security guard to let us in, to let us up in.
So no, because I was with a security guard. And so I was like sliding down.
Maybe he didn't have the key or something.
Sliding down the wall. And I was like, sir, this pizza's really burnt, sir. Could you get me a Diet Coke, sir? He's like, yeah, as soon as we get to your room. I was like, no, I think I need a Diet Coke right now. He's like, I don't think that's going to happen. And I'm like, where's my fucking husband? So he's got to think I'm crazy. My point is, at 42, I still have fun. Yeah. Anyways, we get home. There's a million boxes at my front door. I'm looking at my dog right now. I have to laugh. So there's a builder on Instagram, you guys. I'm going to pull it up to tell you the right name. There's this builder that I've been following for, I don't even know. Brielle and I are obsessed with his.
2 years now, probably?
Yeah. His name is Ferris, F-E-R-R-I-S, and then Rafuli, R-A-F-A-U-L-I. He built Drake's house. He's just like a very talented builder. He'll build our house someday too. So he just got this King Corso, which I'm like super obsessed with. And he has all these different like studded collars and chains. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why doesn't Sin have one? So before I leave, I buy Sin this big gold chain link collar. And then I have this big bone custom-made Sin with our phone number on it. And so I kind of forgot about it. When I got home, I opened it. I was like, what the hell is this? And it's this big-ass chain. And Sin thinks he is Mr. Big Dick with this chain on. He literally was running around the house. Croy was playing Fortnite when I put it on him. And I said, go show daddy. Go show daddy. And he kept shaking his head, like all the way down to show Croy. Sin, you like your chain? Yes, you do.
That's hilarious.
It's so funny. By the way, Brielle stayed in Vegas. Flew home, flew private to Miami with her friends. And so I FaceTimed her and I was like, look at Sin's new collar. She's like, you've done fucking lost your mind, dude. You're done. You're done with Vegas. You're done with the dog. Like, you're crazy. It was kind of funny. So anyways, I just bought it on Amazon. It wasn't even that expensive, but it looks definitely super cute. Okay, you guys, our golden nugget we're going to jump into right now, because so many questions about everybody thinks I look so skinny. And so I don't know if I've lost weight or not. I feel great. I'm sure Dr. BG stuff has something to do with it. But also, I'm going to share with you guys the company that I'm promoting, talking about that I'm so obsessed with, Modere. They have a product called Trim. I have any kind of product I've ever taken in the past. Like back in my 20s, I tried like random products that would make my heart race. And little did I know I had a hole in my heart at the time, thank God. But they would make my heart race. They wouldn't make me feel good. So I never tried any diet products. Like they don't work for me. I'd rather do like a shake that would maybe curb my appetite versus a product that would make my heart race, if that makes any sense. So my girlfriend Jennifer sent these products to me like, I don't know, 3 months ago. They've been sitting in my fridge. No big deal. Well, with COVID, I felt like my skin got super, super dry. I just didn't have energy. I just felt blah. I just didn't feel right. So I was probably grasping at straws, I felt like, at that point. But so I was like, well, I'll just try this stuff called Trim and then Life. And so it's a tablespoon of Trim in the morning and then a tablespoon of Life in the morning and a tablespoon of Life at night, which is collagen. It's straight collagen. And I love my sweets more than anybody. I definitely have to have something sweet after lunch, something sweet after dinner. And I feel like I'm doing so amazing with just having like a peanut butter cup instead of two or three. I'm pretty obsessed with this stuff. They have a lean body system that I've been doing for only 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've definitely lost inches. I bought the outfit that I wore to Mohegan Sun. It's like I said, Thierry Mugler. I bought it probably 6 months ago. And it was definitely bigger in the butt, like above my butt, basically. There definitely was quite a bit of fabric there. And I had it like altered to my body, basically. So I definitely know it's working. Trim has patents on it out the ass. It's been clinically shown to decrease body fat. CLA not only supports fat metabolism and actually helps block fat transport from the bloodstream into the fat cells. Sugar-free, gluten-free. The main ingredient in Trim is CLA, which is
it's a big scientific word.
Anyways, Google it, because I'm not going to say it right now. But it's a naturally occurring fatty acid that supports weight loss while helping you increase lean muscle mass. It helps block the fat, like I said, transport from the bloodstream into the fat cells, inhibiting fat absorption, reducing fat cell size and fat cell formation. It also helps reduce the urge for unneeded food intake. I'm obsessed, you guys, with it. It is definitely our newfound product. Corey loves it too. Here's the funny part of the story. My girlfriend sent me lemon and I was like, Jen, I actually hate lemon, lemon cake, lemon anything, lemon water, even like I just don't like lemon. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to send you chocolate. And she never did. So thanks, Jen. But she never sent it. Well, we tried the lemon and actually really like it. and we tried the Life, and it tastes kind of like pomegranate juice.
A little bit, yeah.
Pomegranate. So it's collagen as well. Life is collagen. So I don't know if you guys know this, but when you do a liquid collagen, your body absorbs 90% of that versus 30% of like a powdered collagen.
Right.
It's just easier for your body to absorb, pulls the nutrients out a lot more effectively. So Jen sent chocolate. I hate it, actually. I hate chocolate. It tastes like a very heavy Nutella or something, and I don't like Nutella. Chocolate.
I don't think
we ordered it. Yeah. Oh, we ordered it. Okay, we ordered it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, well, lemon's not bad.
Right.
So Ariana and Croy love the chocolate. Me, I'm okay with it. I don't really like it. Jen says the best is mango.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like mango. But so I'm going to stick with lemon. So anyways, you guys, it's the Lean Body System that I've been using. I will put the link here below this podcast for you guys. Also, the reference code is 957-6559. You guys know, I mean, I'm not being paid to tell you guys this. I just love the product. You guys commented and were so sweet to me. I do. I feel energetic. I feel great. I don't feel like I'm craving my sweets as much. I just feel different.
Yeah. And that'll get you $10 off your first order.
Yes.
And then if you want to set up an auto ship, much like Amazon Prime or a subscription through Amazon, then you start to get percentage points off your order every month. You don't have to think about it. Just auto charge, auto ship.
So each bottle will last. Yep. So each bottle,
a month's supply. Yep.
Yeah. So you don't have to think about it or whatever. And feel free to try. I recommend the lemon. And like I said, I hate the lemon. It's a different like consistency.
It's like a pudding. It's like a pudding consistency, but not quite as thick as a pudding.
Not as thick. Like, ugh. Yeah. The chocolate's thick.
It's, I'm telling you.
Well, Ariana and Croy love the chocolate.
Some of the stuff that I've had to take for supplements and to help improve physical performance and muscle recovery and all that, this is a piece of cake. This is like eating pudding, for real. It literally is like eating pudding. It's delicious, tastes good. There's massive amounts of science behind this product.
Seven patents, you guys. Seven patents on this NSF product. This company certified. Has sold over five NSF certified, which means that NFL players can take it. And the list and restrictions for NFL players is humongous. Yep. And to get this certification is really, really big. Yep. Anyways, you guys, try it out. Let's get our summer bodies together. Collagen for me over the years has always been like a big lump of like a rock in my stomach whenever I take it. I don't eat like beef and do all these things. So I think a lot of it's like, what is it, like bean broth or whatever it is. So it just is like
animal.
Yeah. And so
there's marine collagen, animal collagen, and then plant based. Right. And this is plant based.
So it definitely agrees with me. I think you guys will be really, really happy with it. Anyways, the link is in the description. Let me know what your thoughts are. Next week, you guys, we're going to talk about a burglary in the manor, which is where I live. I need spring break fun ideas, you guys. I don't know what to do with my kids. Spring break is next week. I haven't really given it much thought. We've been here, there, and everywhere. And then I'm also going to talk about how my husband sold our elliptical for like basically a fucking dollar, and it's a $7,000 machine. Thanks, you guys, so much.
Zero.
No, for real. Jeez. Thanks so much, you guys, for tuning into this episode of House of Kim. We'll be back next week.
Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to The House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes weekly at pioneerpodcasting.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Love the show? Don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.